Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom.
Father, I just pray that you just bless this time as I share from your word. I pray that it would encourage, enlighten, instruct, guide, and bless the hearts that hear it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's parasha is in Miketz, and that's from Genesis 41:1 to Genesis 44:17. I chose to read from Genesis 41. Before I get started, I just wanted to touch on one subject that this first verse will touch on, but doesn't really explain. And I'll read the verse first. It says, "When 2 full years had passed, Pharaoh had a dream. He was standing by the Nile." And I looked back a little bit in the Word and found out what the 2 years past was. And that was when Joseph was accused of bothering Pharaoh's wife in the palace and was put in to the dungeon, to the king's dungeon, for two. And so he was there for 2 full years before this story happened. And we're put in some kind of situation where we just have to wait on God and serve him the best we can until he opens the door for freedom for us. And sometimes we even find our loved ones and relatives and families hearing from God, like Pharaoh did. And we need to be ready for their questions, especially during the holiday seasons. So anyway, in Genesis 41:2 and on, it says, when out of the river there came up 7 cows, sleek and fat, and they grazed among the reeds. After them, 7 other cows, ugly and gaunt, came up out of the Nile and stood beside those on the riverbank. And the cows that were ugly and gaunt ate up the 7 sleek, fat cows. Then Pharaoh woke up. He fell asleep again, and he had a second dream. 7 heads of grain, healthy and good, were growing on a single stalk. After them, 7 other heads of grain sprouted, that thin and scorched by the east wind. The thin heads of grain swallowed up the 7 healthy, full heads. Then Pharaoh woke up, and it had been a dream in the morning. His mind was troubled, so he sent for his magicians and his wise men of Egypt. Pharaoh told them the dreams, but no one could interpret them. Sometimes in God's timing, there's somebody sometimes in our lives that will be prompted by the Lord to bring up something about us that sets us free. And in this case, Joseph gave interpretations to 2 people 2 years earlier in the dungeon. He, even though he was locked up, he still allowed God to use him wherever he was. And we need to be the same way, to be used by God wherever he plants us or wherever we find ourselves until he sets us free. And so Joseph used his gift of interpreting dreams through God to tell the cupbearer and the wine bearer their future. And his interpretations came true. So the cupbearer was reminded at that moment that this Hebrew man could interpret dreams. So the Pharaoh called for Joseph to come out of the jail, and Joseph told Pharaoh in verse 18 or 16, it says, "I cannot do it. I cannot interpret the dream," Joseph replied to Pharaoh, "but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires." And so we can always give God the credit for our giftings and our callings in our lives when people come asking us for guidance or encouragement or direction, because they know we're believers and they know that we serve a God that's living. And so Pharaoh, after hearing Joseph's interpretation, was so impressed that he was such a discerning man, he put him in charge of the land of Egypt and appointed him commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance, so that they should collect the food during the good years and store it up for the bad years. And in verse 37 of chapter 44, it says, "The plan seemed good to Pharaoh and to his officials. So Pharaoh asked them, 'Can we find anyone like this man, one who in whom is the Spirit of God?' Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and as wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with the respect to the throne will I be greater than you.'" So no matter what we're going through, maybe we have unsaved family members, and we're coming up to a time where we're going to be with them, and they seem impossible to be reached by God. Look at Paul, the apostle, that used to persecute Christians and overseeing them being stoned. If God could save Paul, he can save anybody. We just need to keep praying for our family and loved ones. Father, I pray that you would restore the lives of all of us, Lord, that are possibly stuck in some type of situation or prison of guilt or shame, remorse, regret, of fear, whatever it might be, Lord. And I pray that you would send your Spirit of deliverance and set us free, just like you did Joseph. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.